CD 2, track 25. 1.
Climbing high in the mountains has always been my passion. I've been doing it for ages now, and I feel experienced enough to climb difficult peaks even in extreme weather conditions. I'd been quite lucky in my life until my trekking expedition last year. I'd never experienced an avalanche, so when it suddenly came, while I was going up the peak, I felt, for the first time in my life, unable to think straight. It just appeared out of nowhere, and for a moment, I really didn't know what to do, as if I'd forgotten all I'd learned about escaping from an avalanche before. I was overcome by fear and thought I was going to die there. Miraculously, I survived, but I haven't done any climbing since then, which is unusual for a thrill seeker like me.
2.
Most people are afraid of extreme weather conditions, which often cause more or less serious natural disasters, but not me. I'm a storm chaser, so while the majority of my neighbours run away from an oncoming tornado, I try to follow it and make videos of it. The last time I was chasing a storm, I almost lost my life. I came too close, and the wind overturned my car. Most people would feel scared stiff or hopeless in such a situation, but I was simply excited. I know it's nothing to boast about, and I'm not. I'm just saying that I enjoyed that experience tremendously.
3.
3 years ago, I took my family to South America for a holiday. It had been my dream to visit this part of the world, and I wanted to make it the holiday of a lifetime. My wife and my sons were less keen to go than I was, but in the end, I talked them into the idea. I had really looked forward to going, so when we finally arrived, I felt the luckiest man on earth. However, to my horror, our holiday turned into a nightmare when disaster struck. 2 days into our stay, there was a terrible earthquake. We were lucky not to have died, but what we witnessed was just dreadful.
4.
I work as an aid worker for different charities, so now and again I get sent to different parts of the world to help people in need, usually after some natural disaster. It's an awfully demanding job, which requires you to work under tremendous pressure, but a very rewarding one too. Now I'm in Africa, helping people who have been suffering from drought for over 6 months. My charity is building water wells for the villagers, and I'm responsible for coordinating the food supplies. I feel at home with this task. It isn't the first time I've had to deal with a thing like that. It feels so good to be helping others.